Hello and welcome to Fool's Daily. Today I'm joined by Mike Marshall.
Woohoo!
And of course it's me, Conrad, because it's really all about me. Hello!
It is all about you. It's always all about you.
No, it's not.
As the elder statesman of the UK gaming community...
Oh, is that what I am?
We offer you respect and homage.
Bow down before me.
I'm not bowing down before you. I know where you've been.
And watch out for the bloke behind you.
Yes. Hello.
Hello. We're going to talk about a new board game that you bought today. Not today, at the weekend or a couple of weeks ago. Sometime.
Today, at some point, I bought a card. It's not even a board game. It's a card game.
What year are we in? Who am I?
It's 2017, mate.
Have they invented electricity?
Yes.
Oh, great. I'll go plug myself in.
That's a good idea.
It's a card game. I thought it was a board game.
No, it is a card game.
Oh. Go on, then. Give us the lowdown.
Okay, so the game is called Love Letter. And I bought it at Fastlane Games the other week. When we were down there for the Malifaux Deliverance event. And I picked up I was fortunate enough to pick up Best in Faction.
Was there only one of your faction?
No, there were other of my faction there. And so I had a £10 gift certificate. And so I was looking around for what to buy. And we'd played a game that week called Boss Monster. But they didn't have any copies of that in stock because I would have bought that. And I was asking around, and Aidan Kirk, who was one of the other players, said, "Try Love Letter." And I said, "Okay." And I said to him, "Is it suitable for playing with the children and stuff?" And he said, "Yes." And so I bought that. And over the weekend, we've played quite a lot of it because it's brilliant.
Okay, so. What is it about? I mean, Love Letter in itself, mate, sounds a bit girly, to be fair. That's a bad thing.
Well, I suppose it is. It's quite interesting. There are several games set in the same sort of universe that take on different parts of a continuous timeline. And in this game, you're trying to get your letters of affection to the princess. Because her mum has been arrested for treason. And apparently she's been arrested for treason in a previous game. So you're trying to get your love letters to the princess. And it's very, very... The game is very, very simple. There are 16 cards in the deck. And the cards are a guard, a priest, a baron, the handmaiden... A prince, a king, the countess, and the princess herself.
Okay, so what are these characters that you play in the game as such?
Or? They're characters. So effectively the way the game works is every player gets dealt one card. And it's 2 to 4 players for the game.
Okay.
Every player gets dealt one card. And then when it's your turn, you draw one and play one. And the objective of the game is to finish a round, and a round finishes when there's no cards left in the middle to draw from, with the highest number on your card. Each card has a number, so the guards are 1, all the way up to the princess, who is 8.
Okay.
And the player who has the highest number left in their hand gets to take a token of affection, because their letter has made it to the princess. And the first person to get 4 tokens of affection wins the game.
Woohoo!
But each card has an ability. So when you play it, you get to do something. So if you play the guard, you can name another player and you say, you've got the baron, for example. And if they have the baron, they have to discard it.
So you're querying. So
yes.
There's a sort of Cluedo-ish type.
It's almost Cluedo-ish. So, but if you have... because you only have one card in hand, if someone guesses right with the guard, you're out of that round.
Okay.
So you can eliminate other people. So we played, as I say, we played quite a lot at the weekend, and there were quite a lot of games that didn't go to the end of the deck because players would get eliminated.
Oh, when you say they get eliminated, that's it. They're out of the game.
No, they're out of that round.
So they can't earn any tokens.
They can't get a token of affection, basically. So they have to wait until the cards, all
run
gets out.
Okay,
again.
Yeah.
The games we were playing, let's think, the last game that we played, I had one token, Est had three, Emily had three, and Becca had four. So that's four, that's 11, so that was 11 rounds to
You're
make
rubbish,
up the game.
Basically, at the game.
Yeah, I'm terrible. Plus, they all pick on me.
I wonder why.
I play a guard. Daddy, have you got the princess? I play a guard. Daddy, have you got the princess? So all the cards have abilities. So the guard's ability is you can challenge another player and name another card.
Mm-hmm.
The priest enables you to look at your opponent's hand. The baron enables you to look at your opponent's hand. And you compare the values of the card that you're holding. And if you have the highest value, then your opponent has to discard their card.
Okay.
So if you're holding a baron and the princess, you play the baron, compare it with another person, and they're eliminated, whatever they've got, because the princess is eight.
Yeah.
But by doing that, say they might give away that they have the princess.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yep.
And there are the prince makes you discard your hand, makes you can make an opponent discard their entire hand.
And they're out, they're not out, but they've just got no cards. Is that correct?
Well, no, they would be, the way the prince works, it's discard you or one of your opponents may discard your hand and draw another card. So you can use it, if you've got rubbish cards, then you can refresh. But also if you play it on your opponent, they can discard it. Now, the interesting thing is the princess has an ability. Her thing is, if this card is discarded for any reason, you're out. So if you play it on someone and they have the princess, they're out. They don't get to draw another card. So there's lots of sneaky things, and we were playing quite a lot of things. Rebecca has a fantastic tell when she picks up the princess. She just has this little smile on her face.
teach her poker.
Well, I did, and she went away and she wrapped herself up in a scarf around her face and shades and put a hat on.
Did she go for it?
She put all that on, but she was still rubbish.
So how many you've got to basically play to get four tokens? You said, yeah.
Yeah.
So how long?
So the minimum number of rounds you could play is four.
Yeah.
With four players, and the maximum number is 13.
Okay. I was going to say, sort of, how long were the games taking that you were playing?
20 minutes.
Oh, so it's an ideal.
Oh, it's really fast because you've only got one card, so it's draw, and there's only 16 cards in the deck, so you're only going to get to play four cards.
Yeah. And it's an ideal sort of tournament drinking type run, I'm guessing.
Oh, brilliant tournament type drinking game. Really, really funny. Certainly, playing it with the family was brilliant because it was all about what people were saying. So in the very last round of the last game that we played, my wife said she played a guard and she said to Rebecca, do you have the princess? And Rebecca didn't have the princess. But it was blatantly obvious that Est had the princess from the way that she said it. And so it was my go next, and I played my guard. And I went, Est, you've got the princess. And she went, no, how did you know? And I said, because
you're rubbish at the game. No, you didn't say that.
Well, I didn't say that because she would hurt
That's
me.
Tantamount, yeah.
But, it's a really fun game. It's got some really nice bits of artwork. The tokens of affection are just like little wooden red cubes.
Okay, so nothing special there.
No, nothing special. It would have been nice if they were little hearts, maybe. But then that would have probably added to the price of the game, and the game was £8.
That's what I was just about to say. How much, bearing in mind you won a £10 Firestorm voucher, how much was the game? So yeah. It's quite a reasonable sort of...
$7.99 before discount, so...
And comes in a box?
Yeah, it's a little box game. It's produced by AEG, who did, you know, Legend of the Fire Ring and all of that sort of stuff.
So it's all... Okay, and quality of box and cards and
Really, really good. I mean, the cards are top quality. I mean, they're not plastic.
Yeah.
But they're top quality cards. Good artwork on them. Sort of relatively standard fantasy style artwork. But no, I mean it's a high quality set, especially for £8. And as I say, brilliant game to play afterwards. It's certainly, you know when we talked about Botswana, we talked about those sorts of games.
Yep, yep.
It definitely falls into the sort of Botswana type category.
Yep. And it's probably it's a lot cheaper than Botswana.
Yes, and there are several other games in the series. There's one where and I don't know how they play, but certainly playing this one has made me interested in getting the others. There's one where you control city districts, and there's one where you're annexing provinces and things, and they really. The mechanic that they use in that has made me want to go and look at the other games. Now, if they use the same mechanic, I probably wouldn't pick them up because, you know, I've got one game that uses that mechanic.
So it's a repetition but a different flavour. It's a little bit like Flux to a certain extent, I suppose. Which introduces, you know, sort of Monty Python zombie... Margin, whatever.
Yeah, Flux does change it up with different rules per box.
Yeah.
So, you know, Zombie Flux has a different... I mean, the basic game is the same, but there are differences with regards to the zombie cards and stuff. And Cthulhu Flux is the same. I mean, it offers different opportunities for winning using the same mechanisms, but there are slightly changed win conditions.
Yeah.
So I probably wouldn't. I'm going to look at the others, and I probably wouldn't pick them up if they were exactly the same mechanic. But if they're different mechanics, I mean, we had a lot of fun over the weekend with this game. I mean, it's certainly highly recommended.
So definitely something that you will replay, and it will come out again and replay.
Oh yeah, no, I mean, so we put because of my epic business trip last week. We just had a quiet weekend at home, so we played. We played it on Saturday, and on Sunday the kids are badgering me to play it again.
That's a good sign, isn't it, really? I mean, it says something in itself that a game like that wants to be replayed by family, and then that's a good thing in terms of an appeal type thing. So, yeah.
Yeah. No, it's made it to the games cupboard of games where we actually want to play them, rather than the games cupboard of games where we've played once and went, yeah, maybe.
Okay, so sounds like a good buy then.
Yes, I'm very I'm very very happy with it. So big snaps to Aiden for recommending it. it was really good,
and no doubt after listening to this they're going to disappear from shops as people go out and buy them, because
if you're into those, you know, those sort of 20 minute games that you want to play. Maybe after you've played a miniatures game, or you know, just down the pub chatting, and you want a little game to play. Really excellent. I mean, it's a tiny box. It's, you know, 4 inches by 5 inches, so it just fits inside a, you know, your gaming bag, and it's a really. I mean, I would put it on a par with something like Zombie Dice, to be honest, for. Ease of play and speed at which you can play.
Okay. So, go and buy it and play it.
Yes. Yes, and we should be on commission.
And we should be on commission.
But no, highly recommended. And I've picked up a load of other games recently, so we can do some other reviews I picked up Boss Monster, which Dom was the game that we played with Dom. So hopefully we'll do a review of that relatively soon as well.
Okay.
Cool.
I think we can close the episode now.
I think so. Look, that was like focused, no waffle.
On time ish.
We delivered the top. We had a topic. We delivered. We're bloody pros, mate.
Until next time,
when we won't be pros.
Yeah, when we won't be pros. Yeah, we didn't meander too much, did we?
No, we're meandering over the ending.
No. Right, let's say goodbye.
All right.
I've been Conrad.
And I've been Mike.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You can contact Fools Daily on Twitter, we're at fools_daily, or via email, foolsdaily@outlook.com.